Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody know God's good. If you not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake ones.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. Coming to you, God's word.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host. We are in the house. Happy Thursday to all our listeners that's listening in today. I hope that you are having a fantastic day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. I hope you that's listening today got some feel-good in your body, because this is Testimony Thursdays. If you got a testimony and you want to share with the world what God has done for you and how he has brought you through, we welcome it. And the number you can call is, get the number. It's 845. I think we're having some technical difficulties with it, so that's the reason why I ain't put it out there. So you can just call me at 689-286-8825. Again, that's 689-286-8825. Hopefully you're having, again, a fantastic morning. This is your drive on Thursday morning. And with that being said, we should have a call on the line. Do we have a call on the line this morning?
How you doing, sir? Brother Grace from Williamsburg, Virginia.
Brother Grace on the line, Williamsburg, Virginia. What's happening, man? Welcome to the show. What's going on with you?
Man, look at here, Mr. C. I was glad. It's glad to be here, sir. Your blessing, and not only to me, but also to the community, to the young people, to the senior citizens, to all generations. I just want to say thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for being on the show this morning. Of course, you know we are excited about the brand new movie Phenomenon Trilogy in the Pastor Study that we're still here currently working on. Really excited about it. On the Curvy Capone production, she is the director, and I'm the assistant director, and I'm one of the co-stars, so really excited about that. But let's talk about Grace Save My Church. If you would, introduce yourself to the world. This is season 3 of the Greg Shell Show, and if you would, introduce yourself to the world and let them know a little bit about who Grace is, and then let them know how Grace can save their church.
Amen. I'm for those listeners that don't know me right off the top, I am Antonio Orlando Grace Sr. Everybody call me Brother Grace, and I'm out of Williamsburg, Virginia. This is the vacation place to be if you haven't been here before, but God gave me a mission called Grace Save That Church. Not this grace, but God's grace. Our mission is attached to a reality show. Grace Save That Church is to assist and develop ministries of all sizes and creating a cash flow using proven real estate renovations, acquisitions, and targeted funding for community projects for the purpose of sustaining ministries in the communities in which they live. And in short term, it just basically means that Grace Save That Church is the person and the organization and the team that will come in and help renovate your bathrooms, that will help renovate your sanctuary, that will help you to pay off your mortgage, that will help build a senior citizen living facility. Grace Save That Church is here to help you in every capacity that's dealing with real estate, that's dealing with feeding the community. It's targeted funding. If your ministry has a desire to do something, it's a targeted funding event, then people like targeted events for the simple fact that they can take out a calendar and they can tick down every day that goes by, and they'll be getting closer and closer to their targeted project of being funded 100%. So that's what Grace Save That Church is about. It's about evangelizing. It's about helping the community. It's about helping that ministry that is struggling, breaking the weight of debt, a debt off of that church. So that's what Grace Save That Church is all about. And I'm grateful to be here with Mr. Greg Shell. Thank you so very much, sir.
Can I get a water? Hey, Brother Grace, you know what, boy, I was choking. I'm over here hanging out with Mr. Cedric, you know, the pioneer of some things. And he made me something, boy, I don't think he never had some chicken feet. Boy, I feel like a chicken in the barnyard scratching. It was so good, I'm telling you. Woo-wee. You ever had some chicken foot soup?
Well, look at here. I married one of the most beautiful Jamaican women in the world, and talking about some chicken feet. Look at here. You can give me a pot full of those, and I'd be good all day long. Ain't nothing close to that but fried chicken. But I'm here to tell you, unless you had it, you don't know what you're missing.
I found out last night I ate three bowls. And, you know, I I was skeptical at first. I said, well, you know, I'll try anything once. Well, no, no, I don't try anything. I'll take that back. But anyway, the chicken feet had me moving. I think it scratched my brain last night. It woke me up to a new idea. And the peas and the and whatever else that was in there, it just made it more what it is. Let me share something with the world this morning. God said that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, right? Right?
Yes, sir. That's what he said. That's what he said. Yes, sir. That's what he said.
When you're making the cake, you don't just eat the egg and just bite the stick of butter and just bite the flour. You have to put it all together so it can work together.
That's it, sir. You got to do it. Everything comes together when you put it together.
And you put it together. And you know the Greg Shell Show is getting ready to go international.
Without a doubt, sir. That's what God does. He adds to it. He fills up things. You give him a fishbowl, he'll fill it up. He gave us an ocean, he filled it up with fish. He gave us a sky, he filled it up with birds. He gave us the wilderness, he filled it up with trees. Then he looked down at the ground, and he filled it up with insects. Give him something that you wanted to be filled up, he would do it. He gave you the Greg Shell Show, he's going to fill that up too, sir. So put your seatbelts on and sit back, sir, because we're about to land.
You know, our new channel is about to launch next month, ECWCTV. We want everyone to go ahead and get it in your head, lock and load it. We're available in 250 million households, and we got some amazing new TV shows. And your show is one of them that's going to debut on. What night you going to be coming on Wednesday night? What night do you want to come on? Because you get the chance to pick your own day.
I'm back.
I'm looking at any night but Wednesday night, because Wednesday night I do a prayer service with my seniors and my ministry and stuff. So any night but Wednesday night will work fine for me, sir.
You pick the night.
Tuesday be fine with me, sir. Tuesday night.
The steaks.
Tuesday night. So we got DJ Prayer on the ones and twos. I know she was real, real busy, and she told me she wasn't going to be able to hang out a long time. So maybe she can say hey, hi, or ho to yo. Brother Gray, tell them about how
which one you want me to say.
Oh, there she go. I want to say, hey, DJ. Hey, DJ Prayer.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing this morning?
Well, you wouldn't know because you're not over here. You're over there bawling out of control, eating chicken feet and steak clippings and all kinds of stuff in the pool.
In the pool?
Just living it up, having luxury time over there.
Well, I couldn't do it with that Mr. Cedric and Nick Case.
Oh, man, ain't they so lovable?
Yeah, y'all, Miss Kate and Miss Cedric, when y'all say hey, just holler loud. Say hey to the world.
Good morning.
Mr. said I got up and cooked some grits, eggs, and bacon, and I had some coffee, and now I'm clicking my shoes back just like Cinderella on the what the name of that show she was on? Well, let's do this. Can you play a song off my new CD, Guys Global Rain? Because we're about to launch the new CD. It's featured in the movie, too, you guys, and Curtis Capone, I want to let you know through DJ Prayer, which is an alias, amazing job with how you get down, and I just want to let the world know, if you're looking for some amazing quality, and you're trying to get a TV show or a commercial or a movie production piece done, you want to reach out to Curtis Capone Productions and let our work speak for it.
I'm going to hang the video up, okay? My bad. I was supposed to be on mute.
Oh.
Yeah, I have the the show on the computer too, and I hear an echo. But yeah, we do not have God's Love Will Reign in the music library, unfortunately. However, we do have a caller from the 832 on the line. Caller from the 832, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, caller from 832. Greg Chesko, what's happening?
This is Jackie Wheeler, and I play Helen in the pastor's study. I was just giving a shout-out.
You play Helen in the pastor's study. Well, hey, Miss Helen from the pastor's study. Happy Thursday. How you doing today?
I'm good. I heard about you eating chicken feet. Did you enjoy it?
That chicken feet got me more flat around here. So tell us a little bit about your character in the new movie, In the Pastor's Study. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, there's nothing much to tell right now, but, I mean, I'm just one of his women. Just one of his women.
Oh, you one of the adulterers. Well, you not
an adulterer. Yeah, I'm one of the, as the old people call, the old people say, one of the floozies.
Oh. Oh.
The
homebred. Brother Grace, you heard that?
Yes, sir. I heard it. I heard it loud and clear. Loud and clear.
As the Bible calls him, Jezebel.
So based off of what you have done in the movie, what do you think the audience to expect from this new movie trilogy?
It's going to be an awesome movie, play, and TV series as well. So it's going to be awesome. You won't be you have to watch it. Once it gets out, you won't be disappointed.
You know what I'm most excited about? I'm more excited about. I know the movie part is cool, which is going to be amazing. But I'm excited about the stage play. We can do it live, all the way live. Don't even have to clip. Don't even have to clap.
Yeah, I want to do it all. I can't wait to do the stage play.
Oh, DJ Prayer on the ones and twos. What you think about what you think about Curvy Capone production?
Well, I think we have another caller on the line from the 281.
Okay, caller from the 281.
Good morning.
Oh, it looks
Hello?
Like he just dropped. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Hit call just dropped. But go ahead and tell the people who you are, what you do, how you like what you're doing, and, you know, just stretch it out.
Well, good morning. My name is Monica Howard. I am playing another one of the lovely mistresses of the pastor. My character name is Wanda with the big booty. And I am also the third assistant director for the movie, and I'm just super excited to see where In the Pastor's Study is going to go, beyond the movie, beyond the stage play, beyond the TV series, because this is just something that needs to happen. The exposure needs to happen, and I'm just super excited to see where this is actually going to go.
Yeah. One thing I do know is those that's out there listening we want y'all to share the link because this is the Greg Shell Show live, but you can also listen by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGregShellShow. 3, the number 3. And then you can listen live from your car through Bluetooth device. Brother Gray, tell them about
We have another call on the line from the 832.
Okay. Bring them in.
Let's see. Caller from the 832, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy, happy Thursday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Janidra, a.k.a. Veronica, the pastor's wife, Pastor Jake's wife, from the movie In the Pastor's Study.
Well, welcome, Pastor's wife from In the Pastor's Study. How you doing today? Happy Thursday again.
I'm doing great. Look, I saw a little nasally. I got a little congested over a couple of days, but I'm doing great. I was listening in before y'all brought me in, and everybody has the same excitement, Like, this film is going to go places. We have been divinely selected, I think, with the people that she loves, Miss Kirby Capone. Miss Kirby Capone has chosen to be in this movie. So God chose.
Yeah.
So we can't
God chose.
But go higher. Go higher. And that's it. And that's it. Go higher. Go higher in God. Go higher. You know, there's nothing we can't reach with this. Play like she wants you to play everything. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to, you know, say thank Ms. Kirby Capone for allowing me to be a part of this amazing opportunity. That's what I call it, opportunity. Because opportunities don't come all the time. And we just want to respect so we don't disrespect on no level. So we're really excited about what's happening here in Houston, Texas. I've been here now about 3 weeks, and I'm just excited. Tell them a little bit about your character in the movie, stage play, / TV series.
I'm really a sweet first lady, but I'm not stupid. I'm not disrespectful. I'm not rowdy. I'm not, you know, whorish. But I'm kind of to myself, but I'm not stupid. So I see things, but I don't speak on them. And so my husband's quite a little player. Quite a little player, but I love him. So this movie I didn't hear you.
I say, so you the one sit back in the cut and just wait till all the clothes pile up so you can put them in the washing machine.
Yeah, I just sit back and watch. I remember my mommy used to tell me I'm gonna let you hit that brick wall, and that's why I'm letting them hit that brick wall.
Ooh-wee. Well, I'm excited because I played Deacon Oldstein. And, oh, boy, I can't tell y'all the secret. Y'all going to have to get your tickets early, and I'm telling you, it's a roller coaster ride. This thing is better than Disney. You know, riding on them roller coasters, which I will not ride. So,
I want her to turn it into write a book about it. So when we have this play, we can sell these books at this play. So if you want to know the rest of it, read about it.
I love it, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Kirby Capone, I know she needs to be in it doing something, and she don't do that but slap the preacher. She needs to clap.
Miss Kirby is so gifted. I don't use talented when it comes to God's children. I use gifted because God gives the best gift.
That's the word.
She's so gifted. She is so gifted. And everything she touched turns to gold. Like being around her outside of theater, outside of the art of theater. It's a ministry to her. Just the way she love on people, the way her mind goes, she get the thinking and she get the writing, and it just goes, you know. What God say, she's peculiar. So she has to have certain people around her. Greg, I was telling Kirby, Kirby was on the phone, and I told her, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, Kirby, I said, Greg is anointed. I said, Greg is possible. He is the right person to have in your corner. I see, I watch you. I'm observer outside of Veronica character.
Hold on.
And I love the way you serve God. I love the way you praise God. I love the way you always praying. You know, even inside, I was watching you just praying, you know. And I love the people that she has around because, and God removing that. She don't got to say nothing, removing. All you got to tell God every day is remove the people who ain't for me, and he going to take them away, whether they can't go because they job won't let them off or they can't come. Whatever it may be, God going to do the removing, the cutting. And so I think we have a helm of protection around us and in the pastor study. And the funny, the bloopers are funny. The last one was at the church, and that young man got up a testimony service. I was laughing at the point. I was like, was he a part of the movie? But it's just like how God just bring people in. He wasn't a part, but now you're a part, you know. And whatever it is, like God does it. God does it. And so I'm just excited because it's funny. It's reality. That's the main thing. It's reality. It's what we doing. We fighting on a daily basis, what we see on a day. It's the hidden secrets that goes on behind closed door. That goes on in the pastor's study. That goes on in the church. You know, that goes on with the first ladies who hide and cover up and still be a first lady in spite of knowing what their husband is doing because they want to keep the image. You know, it's a lot. I don't want to tell about the movie, but I'm ready for us to be on film. I'm ready for us to be on stage play. I'm ready for us to travel. This is all I see, to travel. I'm ready for her to write this book. I'm ready for the next film. I'm ready for the to be continued. I'm ready for the series. I'm just ready for it all.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought about a book.
Well, it's time to think about it, and I wanted to just say this. Because our time is, running out kind of fast. Huh?
I said, look at God.
Our time is running out kind of fast. Huh?
I said, look at God.
Oh, okay.
You still got time. You just don't have time for them to call in. You have time to talk, but nobody can call in after 10:30. You
okay.
Got me?
Well, I'm actually getting ready to roll out. I got my big old hat on. And we gonna reconvey with this on tomorrow. Tell them a little bit about Brother Grace. Tell them a little bit about the pitch Thursdays on the Greg Shell Show. All the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia.
Excellent. So what's going to take place is this is going to be the only platform where you will get the opportunity to pitch a special event. To pitch a book, to pitch a song, that you want someone to listen to pitch a website, to pitch your kids out the house. Oh, sorry, that's me. I pitch my kids out the house, huh? But it's an opportunity to pitch some things that you want other folks to see. This is going to be the only platform where you can utilize $25 to put your word out over a million people. Over a million people for simply $25. That's unheard of. They don't do that nowhere else. They don't give you that opportunity. But here on the Greg Shell Show, Mr. Greg Shell is all about promoting other people. And I'm here to tell you, boy, I'm looking forward to in the pastor studies. You know, I might have to stay out in the hallway, but I'm looking forward to watching it. I might have to stay across the street, but I'm looking forward to seeing the show. I might have to even just rent the movie, but I'm definitely going to sit on the front row when the movie comes out. And not only that, I'm looking for the stage show. And I love what the young lady said, the book. Come on now. I'm looking for the book. Not only the book, but I want the cliff notes. I want the cliff notes. I want to know what's going to happen before I even listen to it all the way. So with that being said, I'm giving right back there to you, sir. Right back.
Well, thank you so much, y'all. Again, pitch Thursdays, Mondays. You pay $25. You got 3 minutes to pitch your business. You give your information about your business, your services you're doing. And that's what we're doing right now as an enroll for our brand new TV network that's about to launch next month, ECWC-TV, the hottest that's going to sweep the nation by storm, just like In the Pastor Study. And we want to let you know that In the Pastor Study is the home of ECWC-TV. And I'm in talk with Mr. Cedric now about doing some other things, and we'll talk about that once everything is confirmed. But we are looking to make Houston the home of ECWC-TV headquarters. So that's what we're looking to do. And I want to thank all the cast members, everyone who hung out with us on the Greg Shell Show today. In closing, we want to reconvey this conversation tomorrow as we egg on In the Pastor Study. World, if you're listening in, we want you to know it's the hottest new trilogy that's going to take the world by storm. And this couldn't have been a better time, you guys, because the Writers Guild has been striking. And so Hollywood is on strike, but Hollywood is not. All right. Do y'all got any closing remarks before we close out the show today?
I just want to say, Brother Grace from Grace Save That Church, I'm looking forward to it. And I thank you that God has placed me with this star casting of producers and songwriters and writers and everything that's about to be presented to the community. I just thank you, sir. Brother Grace, HighwayBigSavings.org.
HighwayBigSavings.org. I have something to say also. Let me say that one more time. HighwayBigSavings.org. But I just wanted to say I'm going to sing on my one time, Jacqueline, oh my God, the role she is playing where she puts the panties over the pastor's head. You know, she's such a sweet girl. She is not like that in real life. I mean, she might put panties on her head, I don't know, but she's not, you know, like a person that would, none of the characters are anything like they are in real life, you know, because they're all characters. But, you know, Jackie is, she's been such a great sport, and I love her to death. Janedra, I've been loving Janedra for years. To me, she is like family, you know, part of the family. And I just, she came out to the event for Cedric and Katie, too, and they put money on the tree and bought plates and everything. And they don't even know them, but they appreciate good people as well. And Janedra's role, her role, we're keeping her so, so classy. You know, she do pop one time. You know, she lose it one time where she want to strangle one of these hoes. I mean, excuse me. Well, horse, that's not a bad word. But anyway, she gets so frustrated, you know. It's built up so to the point to where she's just, you know. And her role, I love her role. I love her character so much. And I know the audience is going to love her character. They're going to feel so sorry for her, too. And Monica, man, I don't know what to say about Monica. She's third AD for the movie. I send Monica something, anything. She's so professional about it. She has it done immediately. Her integrity level, oh, my God. Monica is just what God wanted me to have, you know, as a third AD. Like this morning, she wants to know about the dates for the choir, you know. But her role, you know, she's just trying to get close to the pastor because she loved the pastor. I mean, she's actually pregnant by the pastor. And, you know, she's willing to do anything for him, even though he's married. Hopefully, she's hoping he gets a divorce, but who knows? We'll see. But she's playing a very, like she said, the one with the big butt. That was so hilarious. But she's doing a really, really great job at third AD and her role as well. So I want to say thank you to all three of you guys for calling in. And I truly love y'all. And y'all were truly selected by God because, you know, God, I selected the first pastor. But God said, no, I want this pastor. So that's how I know I don't select anything. It's all God. The writing, you know, God sends me who I need to, you know, say, hey, Kirby, you should put this in there or add that. You know, Greg, he even added a little bit in there, too. So I would love a lot of scripture in the movie because the main objective of the movie is to get the word out. You know, maybe somebody will hear the sermon, realize adultery is a sin, and you will get sent to hell for it because it's if you don't repent. You know, it's a major sin to mess with someone who's married. So even it's a major sin for fornicating, to have sex with someone if you're not married. So, you know, we're just trying to get the word out there. And the only way we're going to get it to the people that we need to get it to is to show them what they want to see, which is intimacy. You know, we got a little intimacy going on in there. So that's, I'm going to shut up, though.
you know what? You don't. I'm just in awe again because it don't matter how you start the race. It matters how you finish. So everything comes against you. So you're headed for greatness. That's my key to each and everyone. We want y'all to share the link with everyone. Tell them to tune in because each day we'll be coming on Monday through Friday with the Greg Shell Show, 10 a.m. until we start with 30 minutes to as a test run, but then we're going to elevate to an hour show, and then we are going to allow artists that have music, talent, whatever, we're going to get them that platform to be seen and heard in front of millions of people at a cost, and the cost is a seed, of course. You don't plant a seed in the ground, you will stand to receive a harvest. So with that being said, any more closing remarks, and we're going to continue this conversation with the crew from the amazing new movie Phenomenon Trilogy, In the Past Aesthetic. You want to go ahead and keep your websites and everything open as the website becomes available to everyone. DJ Pryor, you got any closing remarks in regards to In the Past Aesthetic, how they can get information or it's not available just right now?
No closing remarks on that, but I do have the song. The opening song for the movie In the Pastor Study. We didn't play that. Want me to go ahead and play it and come back? Okay, I guess that means yes, huh?
I think that'd be a good closing out right there. I think that'd be a great closing out.
Hold on, let's go ahead and do the opening song from the brand new movie In the Pastor Study coming this summer, exclusively in some theaters. You know, all of the information will be coming to you. So keep it locked on the Greg Shell Show exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead and give it to them, and we want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Tune in to Get It Up Friday right here on the Greg Shell Show. As we close out, we love you and peace be with you always. Ernest Spouse. JR, the song God's Word, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Have a great day.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake ones.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you.
God's word
to be manipulated. God's
like you were chosen, yo. You just went, now you're putting on Sunday shows. Throwing off those Sunday clothes. Could you do it for the money? Liar. Cast through everything around you. Fire. Will consume you. Better retire. Better make it make before your time is expired. Fake preacher, you are down to the wire.
Change.
Hey,
God's
y'all.
Word.